We're here talking to Cal Davis about SRC elections. Cal, do you think there should be a spending limit on how much candidates are allowed to spend?
Yeah, this is something that I think has been brought up quite a lot in the past. And in principle, I'm very much in favour of a spending cap, because I think a lot of the SRC exec candidates in particular play a game of chicken with each other, where everyone spends that little bit more when they hear that someone else has spent that little bit more. And we know that cost, that the amount spent doesn't really match up with the success achieved by candidates, apart from those that perhaps go well over the top. However, I do see the benefits of not having one at the same time, because probably the SRC exec elections are one of the more engaging on campus, partly with the online voting, but also partly because there is a lot more. There's a lot more flash and pizzazz that students are attracted to. I think it's probably something that needs to go to council. I don't think it'd be for one person to decide whether there should be a spending cap or not. So although I'm in principle in favour of a spending cap, I think we would need to ask a wider population. Plus, there are problems associated with it. We see the QM has problems actually tracking down how much candidates have spent, candidates being confused by the spending, what counts, what doesn't count. So it is a big issue, but in principle, yes, I'm in favour of a spending cap.
Okay, are you concerned that traditionally in SRC elections, the candidate who spends the most tends to win?
No, because they don't think they do. Last year, certainly, we were aware that the candidates that spent the most, I think in three of the four elections, didn't win. But possibly two of the four, can't quite remember that one. And same in the past, it's not always been the case.
Okay.
Most of the time, money doesn't quite correlate with election success. But you do need to spend some money. It's the candidates that spend nothing that tend to not do too well.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask how much you've spent this year?
I'm not actually too sure. I think probably about 300 would be a good approximation. Maybe a little bit more by the time that you buy maybe the odd chips or pizza for people that are coming around to help. But on materials and costumes and outfits, probably about 300, which isn't out of par with what most candidates spend. But yeah, again, I probably would have wanted to spend less, but that game of chicken that everyone's playing, at the moment, it's got to be done for most people.
Okay. And how have you found campaigning today?
Campaigning's been really fun. Really enjoyed it. A lot of people are stopping, saying hello to the dragon. A lot of people are really interested in the stuff that we're giving out, like bubbles and bouncy balls, trying to be a bit different, trying to get people talking and actually chatting to us. And in fact, the costume's been quite good, because we're able to go up to groups of people having lunch and just sit down and chat to them for a while and really get to know them. And same, that was the same with Halls last night, getting to really chat to people, which is just so nice. Whatever happens, knowing that more people are interested in what's going on is a great thing.
Okay, and when you've been campaigning, have you been handing out fruits or sweets?
Bouncy balls and bubbles mainly, because a few sweets as well, but one, a lot of people have diet requirements. I myself wouldn't give out anything that I couldn't eat. There's plenty of that I can't eat. And two, not many people give away objects or things, and it's getting people talking, it's getting people having a bit more fun. You see people blowing bubbles around on the hill and bouncing the bouncy balls around. Certain halls, there were people playing bouncy ball tennis and stuff once we left their flats. So no, neither fruit nor sweets really.
Okay. And are you willing to say whether you think you've done enough to win?
I've got no idea if I've done enough to win. I know I've certainly done an awful lot. Been out on the hill since 8:30 every day, been up at Halls, been at Viper, been online, been doing everything I can to get there. But I do know that Liam's got an awful lot of big supporters, and that's probably the difference. I've maybe got more people, I've maybe reached a wider spread of people, but he's got big names behind him. And both are needed. So I'm not too sure how it's going to play out. But all I know is that I've done enough to get more people interested, and that's a great thing.